What is up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to another awesome edition of Fig Guys. It's Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time to get down with all the great, great action figure talk as we normally do. And we have a lot to go through because it was WrestleMania weekend. Tom was out in Vegas. He's still out in Vegas. I have no control. No GPS. Don't know what the madman's doing, but he's still out there for the people. Maybe. I don't know. Well, to be continued. But without further ado, let me bring in our special guest because we got the one, the only Fig Vault, and we can't just bring him in on his own. He needs to get like the full treatment. So let's get to it, man. It's time for the man. Boom.
Yeah.
We're seeing double.
What's up, buddy? What up, motherfuckers?
You drop it. Drop those F-bombs. You're the only person on the show. Well, I think you and Kanik, both of you get the F-pass. So we just throw it out there. We don't. All shit's thrown to the wind.
Yeah, I saw Tom. I was watching one of your guys' streams, and he was like, "We don't use that kind of language around here." I'm like, damn. I didn't know that.
I said it's you East Coasters, man. You guys got a filthy fucking mouth.
I can't help it.
It's all good, man. Hey, yeah, it's been a while, brother. How you been?
same old.
Figging it up.
Just figging it up. How about yourself?
Listen, man, we're exchanging figs now. We're part of that weird tribe that likes to send things back and forth. So I sent you some. What were those? The Maulers?
Micro
Maulers. I got brand new box of them sitting right here.
Now, I'm glad that you found that too.
I was looking as I was talking to you, and I was like, well, I'm gonna get them again anyway, so I was like, let's just start looking at it. And I found one for like $5 more, and then you sent me that awesome link, and I was like, scoop it up.
You got the sealed set. I got the Macho. I got the Wyatt family going to that thingy heel.
Yeah. They're so good, man. So good. That's what I like to hear, and that's what it's all about. We're a community. We put the U in community here, right?
Dessert.
Hell yeah, man. So we had awesome WrestleMania weekend with reveals, great action-packed wrestling. Sabu wrestled his last no rope barbed wire death match. Brody Jr. won a damn clusterfuck battle royal over GCW. Cena's 17 time champion, Ric Flair's defeated and deflated. What has happened in the last week?
Yeah, it's been a wild week with reveals. WrestleMania was a little bit of a letdown,
honestly. Yeah, I hear it. We'll talk about it. What was your feelings, man?
I thought night one was but the main event was great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. And then night two, I thought everything else was great, and the main event was
I'm hearing a lot of that.
Kind of whack.
It's kind of whack. I haven't been fully WWE involved. Like I've been doing the AEW stuff more, and this is my first like full year being completely on the product. You know what I mean? Like it's been a while. It's been probably like 5-10 years since I've been like that. I enjoyed it. I thought there were some good moments on both and some falls on both as well. I get where people's heads at with that main event with Cena and Cody, but I think it was done purposely that way. You know what I mean?
I was okay with the main event. It was, it was going, and then, Travis Scott comes out and it takes him 3 minutes to get to the ring. it's just like, come on, man. Like, look, I like some Travis Scott songs. I just don't. I think he's awkward in WWE. Like, he just doesn't. He doesn't have any. Like, he doesn't have it. You know, it just seems real awkward. And I was just like, it just came to a screeching halt. And I'm like, okay, but whatever.
Were you mad The Rock didn't show up?
I thought he was going to.
They had a shirt.
I don't understand why go through all that, at a Elimination Chamber and all that, sell your soul stuff, and then he doesn't show up. But
yeah, and listen, it's I don't think The Rock was necessarily needed. And I think if that's everybody's disappointing factor, then you've watched WrestleMania for the wrong reasons. You know what I mean? I'm with you with Travis Scott though. Absolutely with the Travis Scott thing. Like but in his defense, I don't think he's been presented well enough to make it a moment. You know what I mean? Like he hasn't talked. He's been out there. What? Yeah. He slapped Cody and he's got a WWE clothing line. Like what has he been doing?
He's just awkward. Like he came out with Jey Uso on the first Raw on Netflix. And I was like, okay, this is cool. But then like, he just doesn't really move. He's awkward out there. I would think like an artist like that who like sells out stadiums all the time would have some charisma, but it doesn't cross over.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of artists these days, and this is a whole different conversation, but they are lacking that kind of charisma. You know, it's not like it was, you know, I don't know. There's not the same kind of hype, especially in the rap game. I mean, rappers usually are the most hyped people in the world, right?
Yeah.
You would think so, especially somebody like Travis Scott. I mean, dude's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah,
it's crazy, literally all over the place, because now wrestling fans are bitching about
Drew Craig saying I need to switch up my background. You don't like the fig heel?
It's Mikeception, man. I'm Mike. We got Mike over here. We're rock and roll. We're all blending together, baby.
I got the thirst heel background there.
I like it. I dig it, man. But yeah, man, I listen, for what it was, I thought it was a fun weekend of wrestling. There was so much going on. Like I was up until like 4 a.m. watching Joey Janela's stuff. Like I usually try to go all in with it all. So I tried to take it with the enjoy the ride mind aspect of it. And for the most part, I enjoyed the ride.
I usually go a little bit harder on WrestleMania weekend, but I didn't go as hard, but I did watch all the WrestleMania, like both shows, but I didn't watch anything else. Like I didn't watch the Hall of Fame or anything like that. Did you watch the WrestleMania 9 documentary?
I did not watch the WrestleMania 9 documentary because I know there was some disappointment in there, but I heard some good stuff.
Yeah, dude, banger. Like I love New Gen. So like that was like right up my alley.
Absolutely. It looked great. And then I love little things like the, you know, Nick Khan being in the audience working security. Like the full follow through, it's a beautiful story, man. Caesar's Palace is still one of the most beautiful looking venues for WrestleMania.
Yeah, dude, it was so dope. I highly recommend after we get off of here, you go watch that.
Well, I highly recommend you avoid the Hall of Fame at all costs, unless you want to waste 3 hours. It was good for what it was, but I Triple H and to get on until like 2:30 in the morning here. And then, like, that's rough.
that's really wild. I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not used to live chat for a podcast. I love it. Got Mo. No, it's great. God.
Yeah. Let's take a moment. What's up, Mo?
What up, Mo?
I love Mo, man. My dad used to call everybody Mo. So when I hear what up, Mo, I love it. We got Mo, Diorama Dad.
Mo's my favorite Simpsons character.
Hey. What are you talking about? gotta love Mo, man. And we got Drew Craig in here. What up, Drew?
Tyson Trevino.
Tyson's always in the house. Gotta love Tyson, man.
Where's my guy at? Oh my god.
We need everybody in here, man.
Where the fuck is the Joey Buds?
Oh, Joey Buds, man. He'll be in here. He's been a little tardy to the party lately, but I think that's we'll give him some WrestleMania shakes out of it.
old fat guy BMX. I like that name.
And beautiful
Diorama Dad. Very Diorama talented Dad. Cat. The dude, old Diorama Dad.
I got that ECW stage off him, man. I can't stop playing with that thing. It's gorgeous, man.
He made this the Undertaker symbol.
I got one of those too. Yeah.
Yeah, I bought that, got it, and then like a couple weeks later he put out the one that's like more screen accurate with the purple. And I was like, man, I want that one instead.
See, that's what's up. I got the purple one. He did a lovely paint job on that too, man. I gotta give him some props on that. Diorama Dad is fantastic, man. You guys need any wrestling creations and you got something in your mind but you can't figure out how to do it, talk to the guy, man. He is killing it right now. He's got that Raw stage he's working on. It's a masterpiece, man. It's beautiful.
It's nuts.
It is nuts, man. Well, I don't want to keep everybody away from the fun stuff. You ready to get in some reveals from WrestleMania weekend, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Let me find a fun little great. Oh, we got the best one. Fig news. Let's do that. Let's rock and roll. Boom. Love it. Yeah, gotta have a good bumper.
Yeah, you guys have some of the nicest like video little intros and shit like that. I love that. I appreciate love that.
I got all this together in like a week. It was just like, boom. We made the decision we were going on our own, and it was like, all right, let me get a show together in 48 hours.
Dude, it's crazy. Like me and Heel, like our shit was basic as hell. So like when I see like stuff like that, I'm like, man, I wish we would have did that.
I wish I was better at it. I have no idea how to edit things and stuff. Like I just threw this is all on a whim, man.
Dude, it looks great.
I appreciate that, man.
Heel and I have no talent in that aspect. Everything looks good. Your intro video is dope.
It's crazy. Yeah, man. It was cool because like we had put our on our first episode, like it was as Fig Guys, and like watching his face as the bumpers were playing was like some of the coolest interaction I had, because he was like, whoa, you know, and it was like seeing that shock value, like, oh man, he did a great job. I was like, damn, all right, I feel good about it.
Oh, it's good.
So I'm glad to hear it, man. A little affirmation. It feels good, man. It's so good. But yeah, well, you got to have some good bumpers, man. If you don't have a good bumper, then we can't have good reveals, right? And that's just a domino effect. But let's get into some great stuff that was shown off this week. And some of it's available to order right now. We'll get into that. But let's just talk about one of those things, because we got this amazing Ultimate Edition Cody Rhodes with Brand coming back twice. I mean, we got our AEW releases, so it's cool to have Mattel versions of these. I think it's dope. The gear looks amazing. The whole overall vibe of it is crazy, man. And the packaging is what sold me. I seen that box art, and I could not add the cart fast enough. What do you think about this thing, man?
I mean, I was there. I love this entrance. I didn't get it yet, but I will. I absolutely need it.
Yeah. I'm afraid to sleep on these because they're limited pieces. You know what I mean? Like, we don't get numbers, but I this is something I'd be afraid of having to buy in the secondary market, knowing how bad Ultimates go for and stuff.
Just reading the tea leaves recently, like, nothing sells out quick anymore, and some things are turning up at Ross.
Yeah, wow, dude.
I'm not like in a rush. The last thing to sell out quick was the No Holds Barred set, which came back years later, which is wild. So,
dude, that is absolutely wild. And talk about wild that Shawn Michaels popping up at Ross.
I got a Shawn Michaels, and it had a ton of paint defects, and the ankle was really loose. So I reached out to Mattel Creations, and they said they didn't have a replacement for me. And I was like, okay. And they're like, do you want to send it back? And I was like, no, I'd rather have a defective one than not have it at all.
Yeah.
Now they're popping up at Ross. Like, that's come wild, on, man.
It's so weird when it was like such a sought after piece too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's crazy. Like, that's something you would like. I get like seeing Basics main event line and, you know, Elites popping up there once in a while, but come on, we're talking store. We're not even store exclusive, Comic-Con exclusives popping up at Ross. It's insane, man.
I hear you, man.
Yeah. This is crazy though. This should be popping up. It's available to pre-order now, but I think they ship out like at the end of the year. They look great though.
Yeah, I think it's like October or something like that.
Yeah, I'm here for it. This blows the original Cody Ultimate out of the water. I think this looks fantastic.
Oh yeah, I didn't like that original one.
No, you know, it was. I feel like though those first couple releases with Cody, same thing with the Punks, were like, oh, we got to get them out. Like, I'm not a big fan of those Punks that are using the old heads and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
make them fancy, man. I know you guys could do it.
Yeah, for sure. What up Freems?
Oh, we got Freems in the house. Yo, Freems, long time no see. You gotta love some good Freems time. But we're going from Cody and Brandy to this Ringside Collectibles exclusive. I love that belt. That picture's gorgeous. The cape is good stuff.
Great, great shot.
Yeah, so, so good. But we got Cody and Pharaoh. Cody seen Punk get Larry, and he was like, hold my Wheatley vodka. And he's got an ultimate Pharaoh coming out. This is insane.
Dude, it's really dope. I'm probably going to have to get this too.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from current stuff, but I don't know. There's just something about this that's really dope.
I am a sucker for, I love accessories. I love like play sets and stuff like that. But like you get something so thrown off like Pharaoh, like I gotta have it. He's got changeable heads. He's got an open mouth head. And look at that packaging, man. It's sick. But yeah, he's got the open mouth patent. It's insane.
Yeah, that's really good. This is a home run for sure.
Is that opposable dog? Yes, that dog has got more articulation than most of the main event line put together. It's insane. But this thing's beautiful. I think it's like $40. Ringside's got it up for order now. Not this one. I'm not worried about selling out so much. But it's perfect. Like this is an awesome Cody Rhodes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, I'm ripping it open. Pharaoh's definitely not staying. I've got to recreate the brawl out with Punk and Pharaoh now, and you know Larry, and we got to get them all invited.
Yeah, they didn't reveal that. They didn't reveal Larry, right? That's got to be coming. They showed him getting scanned at Mattel.
Yeah,
video packages.
I mean, they have to. If we're in the market now of making people's pets, Larry's a must. I mean, there's two notorious pets in WWE right now, and it's Pharaoh and it's Larry.
Definitely
give them to me. I want Pharaoh and Larry ice cream bars. That's what I want.
Larry and Pharaoh 2-pack.
Ooh, yeah, I like it. And we could pair them up with like throw them in the main event 2-pack line. And we'll get Boss Man and Taker, or Boss Man and El Snow. We could do the kennel from Hell Man.
give me an El Snow. I need El Snow.
I'm dying for an El Snow. That is definitely a must.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got next here? Ooh, we got some new footage, some new pictures of the From the Vault Series 6 from Ringside Collectibles. Not a bad line, man. I'm glad that we got some barbed wire coming with Mick Foley. Nice touch. Nice little add-on there. But, yeah, man, I have all these. The Scott Hall looks a little nicer. I'm not gonna lie, but like I don't know if I'm comping, but I do love. I'm enjoying that we're getting some add-ons into the vault line.
Yeah, yeah. The vault line's kind of taking a dip for me, honestly. I was going to be a completist on it, and I was up until the second series. You're just banging you over the head with just re-releases like that one Warrior. That WrestleMania Warrior with the two straps, like it's been done to death.
It really has. And there's so many Warriors, a hard person to put in place too, because there's so many good Warriors that we haven't gotten yet.
Yeah. And like, you know, I get it. This is for people that weren't collecting then, and you know, good for them. I just, for me personally, I'm just I'm out on all of these.
Yeah. Like, so I want to hear your opinion on this. We'll take Scott Hall, Ringside Collectibles exclusive, beautiful packaging when it was first released. Does this re-release hurt it because it's in the different packaging? Does it like, or is that old Scott Hall going to hold its value?
It'll all the re-releases will hurt it. Just it depends on like what, how severe, but yeah. It'll definitely take a hit. There's one being re-released that I took a hit. I was trying to sell it real quick, but it's not going to happen. Well, I'll let you know when we get to it.
All right. It's crazy. This is based off of WCW. It's a mix. So like the From the Vault series is old figures that have released a lot of exclusives. So like Ringside Collectibles, everything on here except for that RVD was a Ringside Collectibles exclusive at some point.
True.
So we're getting some goodies. Don't get me wrong. Like I didn't get that Taker that was dressed as Kane. That was a good pickup from the vault. You know, like I didn't have the original. Good stuff. But like, it's one of those things. I'm very cherry picking the From the Vaults. I like them.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against them.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I get it. Dude, they've had the license for 15 years. Like,
and going. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have from the vaults, from the vault.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. At first, I was a little, but it's whatever. Everyone's happy. Everyone's getting stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't collect for value, but it still sucks that the value's dipping.
We would be the worst collectors if this is what we collected for value.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, soft goods flannel on Mick looks really nice. That was a nice add-on. I remember I had to cut one of my actual flannels to put a flannel on that Foley. So I was super bummed that it didn't come out with one. So it's a nice add-on I'm here for. Yeah. What else we got here? Ooh, coming back from ringside, we got this new Defining Moments line set. What is it? Series? I don't have the series, but we're Defining Moments. These are drop and fall.
I think this is their third wave. See, that's how it gets a little weird and convoluted.
It's very weird. I count this as a different line. Yeah. This ain't the original Defining Moments. Yeah.
these are smaller. Like, if it was the same size as the original box, I might be a completist on it, but.
Yeah. They look good.
No, they do look good. Like, but, you know, you're putting people like Logan Paul in the Defining Moments line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we definitely know he's not the anchor of the set here.
No. And, you know, you think Flashback, you think Legends, you know, not Logan 100%. Paul. And I do like Logan Paul. I just don't feel like he fits in.
One of the better matches on Mania was Logan Paul. He killed it, dude. Insane.
Hate him all you want. He's very talented in a ring. I do like him.
I love it. He's one of the fun gimmicks because people hate the hell out of
him. Hate him so much.
Yeah, there's no coming back from it either. So he's just perfect heel. Like he's doing his thing forever. I love it. So it's not a bad figure though. I like the look of it. Am I a Logan Paul completionist? Absolutely not. But it's still a solid figure. Good belt.
Yeah.
Not a defining moment.
I was fine with just the ultimate that they had. They made the order one. I was fine with that, but then that one came with the blue prime bottle. Gotta get the prime bottle.
Yeah.
And this one looks dope too, but I gotta draw the line somewhere.
I hear you. I'm glad that ringside breaks these up as they do, but let's talk about this amazing Kurt Angle.
Dude, I've been wanting this Kurt for a long time, and I'm very happy we're getting it.
I popped for it so hard. Magic was talking about how he really took the time to get every detail with the head being shaved, the shaving cream on there. So good, man. Yeah. And a fantastic angle too, like good gear.
Yeah, it's the wig head gear for me. I love it.
You have to, right?
Yeah, so good.
Good, great detail. Speaking of Magic, Tom has an interview with Magic that will be coming up later during the week. He gave the little walkthrough of the WWE World Mattel area, and then he got a little nice little sit down conversation with Magic. So stay tuned for that, guys, because that's going to be a good one. We got a lot of great stuff, and this is one of the great things that we got. I'm so excited for this Paul Heyman. Can't wait. Yeah,
give it to me right now.
ECW lanyard, like that's it.
Yeah. Like I know it was like WWE ECW, but it doesn't matter. I'm a Philly guy, grew up on ECW, need it. Give me all the ECW guys you can get me.
I'm so here for that. I hope we get New Jack in the figure for him before next year. Like, I know he's coming out in the game. Fingers crossed.
I think we're going to get him.
Yeah. No Limit Soldier was very toyetic, no matter how crazy he was.
New Jack is the man.
Yeah. But this is ideal Paul Heyman. We haven't gotten a good throwback ECW Heyman yet. I don't care if it's WWE ECW. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Like, Paulie's Paulie.
Yeah, you can pass it off as whatever you want.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't put the roast up on anything because we would not be getting half of these figures because I heard that shit was filthy. Paul's getting dragged through the mud a little bit. I'm not going to go on about that because I ain't going to be the reason why he gets hurt. Yeah, avoid those ones. But this, I mean, Paul's great, but this is I think this is probably one of the best things we've seen all weekend.
For me personally, this is the best Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt of all time.
Yeah, with you on that.
The normal Austin 316 is great, but I've been wanting this shirt in figure form forever. You know, we saw the prototype. It didn't have any color on it. And I just was like, okay, cool. Stone Cold in the shirt that I need next. And then Alex West collects. He posted, oh, I think there's streaks on his face. Could this be blood? And I saw it. I'm like, nah, there's no way. And then I'm like, wait, maybe. And then boom, blood. Like, just unbelievable. I'm so happy that they're getting into the blood game. Thank you, AEW Jazzwares, for putting that out there.
Yeah,
I love it.
Rejuvenating it, because I mean, this is crazy. And we got the right guy working on it, because Magic's doing all the crazy shit with this. So this is great. I love it. I love the intricacies of the Stone Cold blood drip. Like, it's got on the tooth. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's damn perfect.
It's unbelievable. And like, look, if you're gonna do your first bloody figure, I've seen people saying that the Mick Foley Hell in a Cell had blood in the mouth. I get you, but like, this is the first real
deal. Yeah,
this is real deal, and you couldn't have picked a better moment, in my opinion. You know,
like, yeah, 100%.
Such a great memorable moment. Like, yeah, this changed the game. You know,
100%. It was. I mean, if you're gonna make the shirt, you have to do the figure. That's how I look at it. Like, I wouldn't have wanted this shirt on any other version of Stone Cold.
Old fat guy BMX was there. Old.
I was there with him too. Well, I wasn't with him, but I was probably up in the 200s while he was down on the floor. He's all over WrestleMania 13. If you watch it, like, you could see him there on a Johnson match. it's hysterical. He was front row. He grabbed HBK, tried to give him a hug when he was coming up. Absolutely wild. Good stuff, man. But I'm so stoked. This will be available fall. One day I'll get him on here to tell the story, but he was way, way too friendly with HBK. Like, I'm surprised HBK didn't inspect shit out of him. It was so funny. Great stuff. And it's always fun to watch back. It's good stuff. Go ahead.
What's up, Austin? Sorry. I see people coming in the chat, and I'm just like, it's so different.
By all means, man.
This is so new for me, like, interacting with people.
And I love it.
This is a case fresh guy for sure. Yeah. What up, Austin?
What up, Austin? Austin's the best, man. One of the loyal case freshers. Also a big fig guy, man. We got Joe M. What up, Joe?
I'm dying.
I'm straight up
Travis Scott right now. Just the show coming to a street. What's up, Austin?
I'm here for it, man. You're all good. See, we don't need The Rock to have fun, guys. We can do it just on our own. It's on. But we got this bad boy, something of not on my bingo card for a Legend series, but Legend Series 28 is the curtain call, man. I'm blown away.
Unfucking believable.
For real.
Full disclosure, like, me, Fig Heel, and I, we teamed up to do all the reveals and get everything out, and we're just blowing through reveals, posting, and we weren't really paying attention. Then, like, as I'm like doing screenshots and like editing all the pictures, I'm like, damn, like, is that the curtain call? I forgot about it. Then after we calmed down, like, oh, it's the curtain call. And it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Insane. One of my favorite HBK faces ever. Like, it's so good. Like, I love the hair down on the face. Just so damn good.
I forget. I think that was the fan takeover ultimate that has that head, but it's a different hair, which is great.
So this looks fantastic. Yeah. So good.
On one of my wish lists for greatest hits Monday Night Wars, I wanted Hunter Hearst Helmsley, like a re-release.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to get this, but I don't think it comes with the jacket.
That is a good question. I don't know if it comes with the jacket. I hope it comes with the jacket.
I don't think it does, which is extremely disappointing for me.
I absolutely love the head, the second head for this Triple H too. It is so perfect. Like, this, I think all four of them done in these forms is like, there's something that adds to it that none of the other figures that have been released have of them. It's so good.
Yeah. He looks a little small, but you know, we can get over that.
I mean, he is standing next to Diesel.
Yeah, I mean, Razor's towering over him too.
Yeah,
but I love the purple Razor with yellow boots. Like I love little shit like that. So
yeah, good. And it, like, needed, absolutely needed. This is a knockout Legends set. I don't know what else more you could add to it to make it better. It is perfect. Now all we need is that damn blue cage. We'll be set.
Oh yeah, I mean that's been a target for like 3 years. So
oh yeah, yeah, it's a solid ass set, man. I love it. And then we got the Chase Diesel here.
Yeah,
Diesel power, baby. I love it.
See, I wasn't a big Diesel guy growing up, but I do like Diesel figures now.
I was not a big Diesel guy either, but like, I'm a big Nash guy, so like, how can I not be a big Diesel guy? Yeah.
Same here. I'm a big Nash guy too. It's just, man, Diesel wasn't my cup,
dude. I love like the little studs on the one on the right there. Like just nice attention to detail, man. And really adds a nice flair to the figure.
Man,
I'm here for it. I'm a sucker. Sign me up. Legends, these will be out fall 2025. Like, I sign me up. And then sign me up for this, because this is coming summer 2025. Holy smokes, man. This is a wild ass set. We got Billy Gunn, you got Great Muta, you got two Terry Funks. I absolutely love the color choices. So like, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And then we got this badass big evil Undertaker.
Oh, I love the Taker. I think he's amazing.
So good.
The Funk's cool. Kind of similar to the Ultimate we just got. The Muta, I wish the Muta, because I'm big Legends guy. I have them all mock and loose.
Yeah.
And I try to get whenever I get figures signed, I always want it to be Legends. Like, that's my rule. So, man, I wish the standard Ultimate Edition was in this line so I can get signed.
That would be so good.
Yeah, old man Muta's not really hitting for me. But
I passed out when I seen the whole entrance get up with it. Like, immaculate. Absolutely immaculate, man. Dude, I was like, holy shit.
It looks incredible. I'm not hating on that. I didn't follow Muta all that much. Like, WCW Muta was like my main exposure.
Peak. Yeah.
You know.
No, and, for sure.
And come on, man. The Billy Gunn is amazing.
Ridiculous. I always forget that Billy Gunn's on a Legends deal. Like, and they're just shitting out figures of him, but like, they keep drawing me. This one's unbelievable.
I know. I'm gonna have to. I hope they can get Bart someday.
Yeah.
If they don't, I'm gonna have to get one of these talented cats to pronounce.
Dude, they brought Haku out when NXT was on, I think. Like, they're dropping new people left and right into the Legends area. So
yeah,
sign me up. Let's get Bart on.
Yeah, I think SDCC is going to be a lot of first time in line Legends.
I have a feeling,
and it's going to be amazing.
it's been crazy, but this Muta looks insane. This set looks awesome. I'm instant scoop. Instant scoop. What do we got? Legends Greatest Hits.
Oh yeah, and this is the figure I was talking about earlier, the Red Rooster, which was like a $90 figure. And now
it's insane.
And now I have people hitting me up like, "Oh, will you take 35 for it?" It's like, "Oh.
Ooh. That's crazy. I have the TNA Legends Red Rooster, and like, I was like, that's enough for me." Yeah. Stupidest thing. Like, I never got a chance to see this one in person and actually grab it, but it's an instant scoop. It's beautiful in person, man.
Yeah, I think see, back in the day, like, a lot of these new Johnny Come Latelys don't understand. Like, back in the day, like, when this Rooster came out, like, these figures were going clearance a lot.
Yeah,
like, everything wasn't so hard to get. It didn't become a collectible until, like, really collectible until a little bit later. But I was waiting for this to drop in stores, and it never did. And
yeah.
I think this one was like $35, if I'm not, maybe $30. And back then they were just $20. So
it was, yeah, like,
but it was an exclusive. So I passed on it for a while, waiting for a sale, and then it was gone, and I panicked.
Dude, that's the worst feeling in the world is when you hold off on something and then it just disappears.
Yeah.
But this is beautiful. Like I have a lot of these. I think the best one that's going to get the upgrade here is sadly the Cody, which I mean is a very basic figure, but it's such a, it represents Cody's beginnings. Very, very cool. The Dusty's immaculate. You gotta love a good Dusty figure. If you don't have these are great, you know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I hate Cody being in the Legends line.
I totally get that. Yeah.
You know, it just, you know, I gotta get it. Normally I wouldn't get this, but I gotta get it.
Yeah.
Dusty's amazing.
Some little kid is like happy as a pig in shit though, that Cody's in the Legends line, you know? And that's like, you gotta take the good with the bad. I always look at it like that. I try to look at it like that. At
least. Oh, no, I get it. It's a business, man. Like, you know, they're just trying to get these figures out. I totally understand. But just for me personally, like, the Legends is my baby.
Yeah.
It's just like, but this
Virgil came out great.
The meat sauce Don.
You have to. In the meat sauce soup. Come on.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like, they could have just re-released the other one, but they gave him that red, and it popped so hard.
I'm so happy that they gave him the red. I liked Virgil. Like, I love the figures, but like NWO Virgil was the one I desperately needed in the line, you know, because it was just it fits so well. But this is work of art. This is beautiful. Favorite one. Yeah. And the beefcake, man.
Dude, I posted a reel about this earlier today, and a couple people were saying, like, you know, I wish it was like more colorful, and you know, traditionally with like greatest hits releases, they don't stray too far, even though this Virgil's a totally different color. But I do like this beefcake, and I have the original, but I like how it's just all white, and I love the pink gloves.
They're
so sick.
Little touches like that is what they're the sales point for people that need you.
And I needed beef for in the Legends line. Not Brutus Beefcake, but I needed the fucking barber in there.
100%.
Happy to get it.
And it's always good to get a pair of shears. I love the shears, man. That Dusty, beautiful. When was the last time this Dusty was out? It was like that WCW ring, right?
No.
They came out with it afterwards? It was in Legends like not too long ago, right?
It was not Legends. It was
Hall of Champions.
No, it was Mainline. It was okay. Mainline.
White
it
box
a Walmart lease. Exclusive? Yeah, it was. Ugh. But it came with a shitty head. I didn't like the head either.
It's always an upgrade, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, there's a good Dusty. I think the Dusty I got is still in the box, so it's like I'm definitely gonna get this because like I need a non polka dot Dusty to hang around and mess some shit up.
definitely.
Yeah, it's clean line though. Very, very nice. This is gonna look great coming to Target fall 2025. I'm pumped, man. And then we get from that series to this series. This is such a great set.
I love it.
Three kid money. That Bret Hart is gonna get made into so many Owens. Like, that was the first thing. That was the first. I was like, oh, I'm gonna buy two of them and pop one off, give them the Jazzbears Owen head. You have to.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous. You have to.
We need Owen figures, but
yeah, no, the JD McDonald looks good. I love Cody with the war paint.
Oh, it's beautiful. At first, like the way when I first saw it online, it looked like the light was hitting it, and it looked kind of like Stardust paint. I'm like, what is this
thing? I was super confused too. I got the same vibe, and I was like, it must be the glass. Yeah. It's hard to shoot at those things because that glass is, especially when there's all those LEDs around, everywhere.
Not only that, like I went to the World or the Superstore last year, and I was trying to shoot stuff. Dude, there's just people everywhere crowding you. And I'm like, hold on, guys, I'm shooting for my page. Like, I'm not that kind of guy. So I kind of just got bullied out of there. But it's tough, man.
No, it is. It's a tough game, man. But these look so good. Even the JD McDonough looks great. Like, I'm just pumped. This is a great, great set, man. Nick Aldis.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, we need to get like a Britain-themed Cody. So we can pop that Aldis head on him and make, you know, get a good wrestling Nick Aldis, man. Survivor Series set though, man. Threw me off. I usually don't collect these kind of sets unless it's like something new that I want. I need this whole set. This is perfect.
Yeah. I'm going to get the Brett just because it's different. And man, I have a few kids, and but I do like Kid and the purple pop. So I probably will get it.
You know, it's not even just the purple too. It's the purple with the red boots and the red armbands. Like, it's got such flair to it.
It pops so hard.
Yeah, and the bread, like you said, it's so unique, but it's also like great. It pops well, man. It looks different. We gotten so many Brett arts in the pink and black normal gear. It's good to throw up the shorts and rock and roll. Speaking of Tom, Tom's in the house.
The fig guys. Wait a second.
Wait a minute. That's me. What's up, Tom? Hopefully you're having fun. He's going out for Mexican food in a few, so I'm very jealous.
Nice.
Yeah, it's damn authentic out there. Dude, another crazy set that just popped up, man. You got this Hall of Champions. Glad they're bringing the prestigious line of Hall of Champions back in some kind of form. But damn, I mean, this is the best Bruno Sammartino figure to date. I love this. It looks so good.
Very good.
Yeah, Warrior been done a bunch. Up,
no.
We got a run in. What up,
Tom? Running, guys. So I want to share. I heard you talking about Bret Hart, so I figured I have a little Bret Hart news for you.
Here, we'll go back. We'll talk about it.
So, well, it's not this figure, but it's coming in the future. But we're finally getting a brand new Bret Hart sculpt. So,
okay, but will it be good? That's the question.
It's going to be much improved. So Steve has posted it over on a major pod group that I guess that statue with the Bret Hart and Steve Austin thing was designed by them. So.
Okay. Hey, listen, I get the criticism. I get the hate on the Bret sculpts. They're not scans, they're sculpts. I get it. But when you put the glasses on, you can't tell, and
it's Bretts.
I display all my Bretts with the glasses, so it's fine.
Who's not going to display their Bretts with glasses? Unless you have them like in a sharpshooter or something, he's going to have glasses on. And the latest ones have been pretty good. I don't think they're as bad as people make them out to be.
It's like the punching bag of the community. Like, it's just easy to go there. You know, like, people just automatically hate on it no matter what. But yeah. I agree with you. Like, that new WrestleMania Brett, I think it looks good. It's one of the better sculpts. 100% but
agree with you.
I just don't need that particular figure.
Yeah. So what's up, man? How's Vegas treating you?
This has been the best week of my life, dude. It's been so much fun, so amazing. I was playing Baccarat last night and today. I'm winning back the money I lost.
So I didn't see nothing.
It was all good. I can't complain. So I'm going for Mexican food in just a little bit with my friend. So
yeah. You know? No, it's great, man. We were talking about how crazy Vegas has to be, because it's crazy on its own, but crazy during WrestleMania week. Yeah, like it's just overwhelmingly positive. It was a great time.
Dude, my only wish is Mania should be here every year.
I like, don't disagree with that.
Happiest place on earth. Like, and it was so easy. Like, everything, the convention center and the World were right next to each other, 10-minute walk. So you could go between WrestleCon and the World to meet whoever you want to meet. It was just like everything's in just so such proximity. If I needed to take an Uber, it was like $10 to get up there. So it was just very easy to get around. The World and everything was so much more organized than last year. I know it was crowded, but like, the way they did everything was just better than last year. And so I feel like Fanatics learned from last year and made it better.
The World last year, it kind of sucked. Like, I bought the pass for the week. And it just seemed like it was dark in there. It didn't seem that great. But the pictures I've seen for this year's looks like it improved a lot.
And realistically, if you're not going to meet people and do photo ops and autograph signings, you only need to go one day.
Yeah.
Like, you can walk, but I'll tell people, like, I have a walk around the world coming. Don't go on Friday and Saturday. If you just want to go look at everything, go Thursday, Sunday, or Monday when it's empty.
Yeah.
You can get to everything instantly. There's no lines those days. But Friday and Saturday, it was mobbed. Don't go those days unless you're going to meet somebody specifically. The way they had the photo op set up, you just go to this area, They call you right in. You get done in minutes. If you go late, it's even better. You don't have to wait in line.
Cool.
I don't let the people wait. You're not going to miss it. A couple of times I was doing things, I went late and boom, right up there. I did that with Roxanne Perez. Like, she was at a hall because she was getting ready to take a break. I went up there, got right up to her. I just got up to all these people in no time.
That's cool.
And even if I waited in line, it was like 10 or 15 minutes. It was so well organized. So
I'm all about that.
Yeah,
I met one person last year at the World, and it was Jade Cargill, and we waited like 45 minutes.
Oh, I met Bailey. I saw somebody saying, "What was the most expensive one?" We met.
Yes.
I met Bailey. It's my wife and I's favorite. We love Bailey, and honestly, everybody I met was just so sweet and nice. So,
absolutely, that's good.
I have some of the pictures here. The rest are already on their way home. Corey, Jade, and me.
Oh, and they give you a nice printout too. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you get the digital. And it's really weird. Here's the cool thing: you get the digital. When you're leaving the autograph area, they take your barcode from buying it, they scan it. Then there's a little barcode on the bottom of the picture. They scan it. Within seconds, it's in your email.
That's cool.
You don't have to wait. This is me and Ethan Page. If you guys have not checked out the video yet, he doesn't point to his temple, he's pointing to his head. There's his smile. And then Stephanie the core, just so sweet. Saw her last night at the bar too. Just everybody's been amazing. Just bumping into, like, I didn't know this is where the NXT wrestlers were staying. So I've seen them at the pool. I've seen them in the casino. Everybody's just been super sweet. Even if I said, "Hey, I don't want to bother you," I said that to Ricky Starks. He had a 15-minute conversation with me at the pool.
That's cool.
So super classy dude. I'm so happy to see him finally getting used in a way. And then I was like, "Listen," when I'm leaving, I said, "I'll see you next year, New Orleans, when you're on the main roster." And he was like, "That's it, dude." He goes and he gets. I was like, "What a just a down to earth normal guy." Everybody's been so good.
Hell yeah!
But I don't want to hold you guys up.
You're good. We love to hear it, man.
Yeah, we'll have a full recap, guys. Check back. We'll go live at some point.
Yeah, pay attention. We'll be posting stuff all week. Tom's got the walkthrough. He's got an interview with Magic.
Yeah,
we got a lot of good stuff coming.
Yeah, so I
and go check out the Ethan Page video. Ethan Page video is great.
Ethan Page video is so fun. It was just so much fun. And he didn't like my camera in his face. If you watch the video, you'll see. It's really awesome. Joey Figgs, thank you for filling in for me.
No problem at all.
Yeah,
I cannot wait to have you on when I could be on with you guys. So
yeah, listen, we're having a blast. We're talking Figgs, man.
What's better than that?
Exactly. Right, be safe. Fun. Have fun. Enjoy your Mexican food.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah. All right.
Good guy out.
Fig guy just—he's out. There we go. Good stuff. Tom, I love seeing Tom in good spirits.
No, it sounds like he's having a great time. I'm jealous.
You know what? I was sitting back, you know, doing all the work and stuff like that, posting. I was just like, man, that's the perfect storm of Vegas and Mania. Like, it's just like, I've been to Vegas so many times, and I've been there for AEW events, and it's pandemonium because everything's right there. But like for a whole WrestleMania week, it's got to be insane.
Oh yeah.
Yes, it's Tommy time.
Diorama Dad is asking who the bath is, and that is Nick Aldis.
Nick Aldis. What is the general manager, Nick Aldis?
Yeah, yes.
He looks good. I like the suit being two different colors.
Yeah.
I'd be mad if he was wearing like just a regular like blue suit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I like to see the guy rock some brown pants, man. Man, see, this old fat guy, DMX, he's a homie of mine. So we were out there for the Cauliflower Alley convention 1 year, and like his first time doing it, I think. Definitely my like third time doing it. But we were all over the place, and it was windy as hell. We were getting this car, and I spin. And the wind just picked up and took it right back in.
Oh man!
It was like right in the face. It was. It couldn't have been the funniest. It was funny as hell. You love it. Absolutely love it. Where were we? We got this. Yes, Warrior. You were about to say something about the Warrior.
Yeah. So this Warrior. Yeah, we got a bunch of Warriors. This is the fucking Warrior to have.
This is the Warrior.
Lime green trunks. This is definitive Warrior in my opinion. There's tons of promo pics with him in this gear.
Yeah.
Hasbro Series One. Like, this is the one, and we got the one basic from Mattel.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah, we needed this, and I'm very happy we got this.
I was so impressed with the tan. The tan on him is killer. Like, I it makes a figure. Like, we got in those plain pale Warriors. I mean, this is how Warrior needs. I want him to look like he just got diagnosed with skin cancer. Like, he looks phenomenal.
It's 15 years it took him to do an elite of this, and
it's crazy.
I'm all about it. Let's go. Yeah,
this is a solid four pack. We got John Cena rocking his awesome jersey here, rocking the Chain Gang black gear. It's a great elite Cena, man. The Roman's man. We're never gonna not get Romans, you know what I mean? So no, like, it's I get it. I'm cool with it.
I get it too. It's whatever.
It's a nice belt. He looks good in the picture, but the Warrior, the Bruno, definitely my hooks in this set, man. That the belt with Bruno is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Yeah, sign me up. And we got a different head scan, so he's not like super smiley Bruno. I didn't like the Hall of Fame Bruno. Like, he was just like, yeah.
it was very odd.
I don't like happy wrestlers. I want my wrestlers to be pissed off, mean mugging each other.
Yeah.
They need to, you know. But Hall of Champions, this one's coming summer 2025 too. Can't wait. This is the Target exclusive rock and roll. So here for it. There's the box. I have box art too. Clean.
Hall of Champions.
Super clean.
They spell clearance wrong.
It'll be there. That's the fun part about it. Like, I'm holding on with an Evolution set right now. Wait,
man.
I'm not buying that for full price.
I think like a couple weeks ago, it was like $45.
It is.
That the soft goes on Triple H is a little bad. A tad bit bad. But I didn't grow up. Like, I wasn't watching during that era, so it doesn't really mean anything to me. So I'm gonna.
Yeah, skip. I think people are overlooking the Triple H suit because that would be a perfect soft goods for a Corporate Mankind.
Oh man, I forgot about Corporate Mankind.
Yeah, it was in my wheel well when I seen it. I was like, it's a bulky looking suit. Foley's a big guy. I think this would be perfect.
Hell yeah!
I
really need a Mankind in elite form in the Monday Night War.
How have we not gotten one yet? Either version of Mankind, Dude Love, even, man.
Yeah, I we need him in there.
I want a Monday Night Wars pay-per-view series. We get two WCW guys from a pay-per-view and two WWE guys from pay-per-view.
Wow. See, I'm all about that too. I don't think a lot of people know about that rule. The Monday Night War line. The rule is the attire has to have matched an attire they wore on Monday Night Nitro or Monday Night Raw, and that's it.
That's it. And usually was a lot of street attire.
Yeah.
A lot of street attire.
Hell yeah.
That's when it was cool to not be in your gear, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm here for it. I think this sets banger. I want Corporate Mankind. I want a Mankind of Monday Night War series. How do we not got one? Mind boggling.
Yeah. We got the Ultimate, which is nice, but it's need beautiful. It. I need it in a elite form.
Yeah. Here, I am so here for it. We got Bronze Warrior. I love it. What we got here? Top Picks Wave 4. Nothing spectacular here for me. It's good. It's cool. LWO Ray. I'll get it probably just because I didn't buy the LWO 5 pack.
Yes, it is what it is. Top Picks.
Yeah, listen, I do enjoy walking in the store. If it is a top pick I haven't gotten or really changed enough, I'm like, oh hell yeah, scoop, you know, just throw it in the cart. It's a good one. But nothing flashy here. I'm not a fan of that screaming Cody Rhodes head.
No, not at all.
Come on, if he's wearing the entrance gear, yeah, I get it. But he looks like he's getting ready to. Get wild. Solo looks cool. If you haven't gotten Solo, good Solo to get, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, once you get the Ultimates, it's hard to want to, oh man, I'm gonna pick up a new Solo after I bought the Ultimate. I like those Ultimates. Those Ultimates are key, man. What else we got here? We got Last time is now Cena. I got mine in my hand right now, but mine is missing that badass Las Vegas shirt.
I'm not on that exclusive list, so I have to buy it when it goes up.
Tom's not on it either. He was very pissed. But listen, I think it's got something to do with the photography. I really do.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's why I chalk it up to, because I don't like hearing my voice. I don't know why people are listening to me talk about figs, but I like to talk about figs, so you guys got to deal with it. But it's a great Cena. It's going up for pre-order on Walmart Friday, I believe, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then WWE shop is getting some with the Vegas shirt in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a limited deal there. I think that because these were, I guess, super, whatever they had. I think they had like 600 or something like that at Mania. It was very rare. WWE wanted more of the Vegas ones. So Steve on the panel told us that they should be getting some in the WWE shop, which is good. I think everybody needs to get this Vegas one. It's a great Cena, most accurate, up-to-date Cena, right? He just wore the shirt this weekend.
Yeah, it's a big moment for sure. Yeah. I'll probably get it.
I was wondering what the hell that slit at the top of it was. Like, because when I got it, the box had like a hole at the top. I was like, what the hell is this for? Completely threw me off. I was like, maybe you could put a light in there and use it in like a light box. But no, it was for the Vegas shirt, which now I'm bummed though because he doesn't have the Vegas hat. Like, I need the full package, but
it's common. They're going to be pumping out Cena's left and right.
I absolutely loved Cena's presentation last night on Raw. When he whispered into the announcer's ear and then gave it a piece of paper, that sold it for me. They did that awesome main event, you know, ring announcing for him. It was so damn good.
Hell yeah, it was a great little segment.
So keep an eye out Friday, Walmart. This will be up there, man. Get it before the last time is over. It's good. Reckon, man. Dude, we gotta have a conversation. You posted up the Reckon, what was that? The Stone Cold Steve Austin, the big wheel. What the hell is that? The monster truck, right? Was that was in the stories?
Yes.
I click on the link and it was like, oh, buy three. You can get the Undertaker motorcycle and the other thing for it. It was like, how can I not now? I'm already balls deep. Now I'm full on this Reckon line and I'm not into the Reckon stuff, but this is the Reckon icon versus icon pack. You got John Cena and Roman Reigns. It comes with Austin's ATV. You too can hit a lady in the front row. it's beautiful, man. Love the accessories here. They're making barricades. I didn't know they were making barricades. I haven't seen any barricades in the Elite releases, right?
No.
I see some barricades.
This is my first time seeing this. I didn't see this.
This was in their little presser. So this is, listen, it's cool. It's going to be, I'm assuming it's going to be a Walmart thing. Maybe I'm wrong. Could be a Target thing. It's cool.
Yeah.
Icon versus Icon. A little much. That's, I don't know about this. This is no Hogan and Rock here, but it's dope. I like the SummerSlam ring. I'm not a big main event like person. Like, I don't like the excess. I don't even do the basic rings, but this is cool. Nice little set.
Nice little set for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. And me. Then we had the, speaking of main event, we're rolling right into main event series 158 coming stated for summer 2025. Got a lot of people here. You got Damian Priest, Kofi looks great, Trick Williams, Oba Fima, Feeny. I don't know. I don't watch NXT. It's a cool set. A lot of good gear. I like the dude that's the Oba dude. He's got his knee pads pulled down like Ric Flair. It's cool. For main events, I have the Lowrider came with a main event. Rey Mysterio is my first time holding one. They're not bad. Get some flexibility, the legs move out, you know, they're not those basics so robotic, you know.
Basics used to be good back in the day, but they took a hit. I'm very happy with the main event line so far. It's
been I used to just buy basics of the female talent because they were basically elites.
Yes.
So like if you got a good one, you were like set, you know, you didn't need to have to fish around and shit. For what this is a good set. Listen, if I see a good, I see a good main event in the gear, like an RVD or something, I'll pick it up. I'm not gonna lie. I dig it. Nothing to this one that's popping. Kofi looks cool, but
yeah,
I don't know.
What is it? The main event, Mr. Perfect, they came out with the
gorgeous, yeah,
the baby blue. Like, that's one of the best perfects ever made.
It is. You're perfect, man. Yeah,
it's great. So they do a good job.
They do. No, like I said, when I see a really, really good one that I'm honed in on, man, you got to get it. You got to add it to the collection. Can't be screwing around. And then we got this Top Picks Wave 3. Nothing spectacular. Again, the Punk's cool.
I love the Punk. See, I don't have this Punk, so I do want it. But I wanted this in, like, elite form with a softened shirt or something like that. But I got to get this just in case if they don't do it. So
yeah. I mean, they hate, what was it? It was a basic early on. It's great. The shirt's awesome.
I think this was a Walmart exclusive superstar entrance.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. That line wasn't bad.
It wasn't. Yeah. It was cool. It was different. You know, you got some cool little street attires there. One of the best Punk t-shirts, I think, through his WWE run was his shirt. It was so good.
For sure, yeah. I'd love to
see it again in figure form. I'm here for it, man. I hope we get a soft goods down the line. See, as they're getting so crazy with these soft goods, man.
I'm assuming we will. I wanted a lot of Punk reveals last weekend. We didn't really get too many, but you know, Comic-Con's right around the corner, so
it
hopefully
is.
We get flooded.
It's hard, man, because you know, Comic-Con's fun, but you want Mania to be like banger reveals too. I think they did it. One of the best weekends for Mania reveals.
See, before last year, you didn't get too much, and that was the norm. And then, you know, last year was crazy. Year was crazier than this year. I feel like every day they were adding stuff, and it was just like, you know. Then you had the panel later, but this was kind of all in one day this year. But it was still a lot of stuff.
It was a lot for. For it being one day reveals, they could have spanned this out over the whole weekend, but they didn't need to, which was good.
Yeah, it's almost Comic-Con level reveals now for Mania, which I love.
I'm here for it because that means we get double dosage of reveals. Like, we're gonna get some good shit there in Comic-Con too, and I'm here for it, man. Sign me up for more Punk figures too. But This was what my notebook's done. Where I'm done with looking at notes because now we're having in depth conversation here. This Penta was thrown out there. Cool. I love 3D renders. Awesome stuff. This was mind blowing.
Yeah, this is the first I've ever seen interchangeable mouths. That's crazy.
And such a great idea.
Oh, it's a great idea. It's a win-win for them, for us. Yeah. Like, you know, that's easy. Like, I love it.
Dude, it's so crazy. Something I didn't even come and process in the mind. I seen it and I was like, oh, this is something magic to it. Like, it's like some innovative, crazy shit. And like a magic track record of making the best Lucha Brother figures so far. I mean, a good time to move over to Mattel. He's got all these great, great, awesome, young, aspiring kids that came with him. Penta looks, this is going to be insane. I'm so pumped for this soft goods jacket. This is going to be wild. Absolutely wild.
Yeah.
I'm blown away, man.
Automatic scoop for me. I break that current guy rule for Penta. I love Penta figures.
Yeah. Dude, the Lucha Brothers, I will die on this hill. They're not only some of the most toyetic looking teams out there, but they are just the biggest spectacle when you're watching them do the thing in the ring. Like it's like watching art. Like, I don't know how to explain it to people. It's like watching water flow. Like, it's insane. And I love everything about it. I'm so happy that WWE is doing what they are doing with them and making the Rey Fénix 2 weeks in and he's on Mania, like insane. Against the legend of El Americano Grande, El Grande Americano, like bonkers, man.
So good. But yeah, I'm with you, man. Lucha Brothers, they're my favorite tag team. I love them.
So good. Oh, and while we're on Lucha figures, let's talk about this too. WWE just straight up dropping it. that they bought AAA.
Mind blowing. I saw that announcement live. I was like, what?
Yeah, I thought like I was in the other room. The wife's like, get over here, check this out. I was like, wait. Oh, they partnered with them like they did with TNA. No, they bought them. They just straight up was like, we're saving this. I think figs every time, obviously, we get a news announcement like that. But so many Lucha stars are under the AAA banner from just the Monday Night Wars, let alone everything else that we could be possibly getting. I mean, you're talking Super Callow, you're talking Psychosis, La Parca. We could get La Parca figs.
La Parca nuts. I'm the first person I thought of was K-Dog.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things that's almost like too much to process, right? Like, we get all this.
It's nuts. How hard would a Max Moon go?
Oh my God. Oh, I could die a happy man. If we get Max Moon and we get Johnny Polo in the next 2 years, I'm done. Dude, I might tap.
I want a Johnny Polo so bad.
What did I see? We'll get to Fuji, but when they showed off Fuji, I literally sent a picture of Johnny Polo and I said, this is next. Like, I don't want to be playing any games anymore. He's like, that's the next in my manager gimmicks, man. Because I just want Raven. You know, I want it all so much.
I want Raven. He's at the top of my list.
He is definitely like most underrated person from that era. I think like you're going even with his WWE run, most hardcore championship wins. I've sat with him and argued how many he's won because I think it's like 39. He's ridiculous high number for that.
Yeah, dude, we need it. I liked WCW Raven. Like Raven was the man, dude.
Yeah, there's so many good looks we get for Raven, and it goes all the way to Johnny Polo through his WCW through WWE. Give me TNA. We got so many good Ravens. We need them. I know you guys are watching. I know you're listening, but we also got this. This is beautiful. We got an all new Ultimate Edition Kurt Angle coming with the European Championship and the IC title. Gotta love it. Kurt, yeah. I mean, I think this should have been the original release. This is iconic Kurt Angle right here.
Oh, dude, this is like tops for me. Like I think it was the entrance grates, like that was
yes.
like, definitive Kurt Angle for me. But this is right on par with it. It's unbelievable. Yeah. I actually have my entrance grates Kurt Angle with the IC strap and the European strap on at the same time. Yes. So I'm glad we're getting this in Ultimate form.
Needed. I'm so obsessed with the Ultimate line right now. Like I can't stop every one I was missing, I just bought up on. I think I missed like three or four now. Like I just love it.
What? He's here. The Joey Buds.
Oh, yeah. What up, Joey Buds?
What's up, pal?
There he is. Yeah, we were talking about you before you made your grand entrance in perfect time because we're talking about entrance greats now and obviously Ultimates. But damn, what up, Joey Buds? Dude, I was just putting away my entrance greats little bases, man, the other day. Like, I got to change all the batteries up. I love it. I thought that was a great accessory.
Oh, definitely. I loved entrance grates.
Dude, you know, your crazy find is I found my Chris Jericho JVC Kaboom box and it still plays. It still does the break the walls down when you hit the button.
That's amazing.
No, it never touched the battery spot. I was like, all the other ones, the entrance grates didn't even hold up that long. Those sound warped as hell right now.
Yeah.
But that Kaboom box, man, still holds the strong. We need a Mattel Kaboom box. Nobody gives the Kaboom boxes any love anymore.
I'm down.
Right? We need that's gonna be the next Monday Night Wars like theme. Is it's gonna be like the sponsorship, like 1-800 Collect McFoley.
the Hanson's energy drink.
Yeah. Ooh, I would love a Chef R&D McFoley. That could be a Comic-Con exclusive.
Yo, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Hanson's energy drink that Xbox used to drink. I'm pretty sure that's Monster now.
That's crazy.
I think I looked into that.
He was ahead of his time.
Yeah, very ahead of his time. But I'm pretty sure that's what happened with that drink.
That's crazy.
I could be making that up.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you did make it up, that is a great made up fact because it sounds legit as shit.
Hell yeah.
Those are the best ones, man. That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of ultimates, ultimate. Ooh, Maga. I'm so pumped, man.
You manga.
He's still, yeah. We got William Regal finally, so we can make him do the you manga. It's so good. I love the head scans on this. I another underrated heel, man. I think Umaga was so damn good. And like, just he was lost in the shuffle of the time period he was there for. Like, if he would have popped up 10 years earlier, he would have been a monster. And if he would have popped up 10 years later, he would have been a monster. So it's cool, man. I give me some Umagas, man. I love it. He's gonna be a bulky ultimate too.
Yeah, I missed him, but I mean, I've seen clips. He looks like a monster. I do dig him.
Yeah, dude, his matches with Cena, some of the best shit that was going on at that time. He was a killer heel, man. And Armando Estrada paired with him was fire. That guy would come out and like just tear the roof off the place.
Oh man, I bet you we get an Armando.
I mean, we have to, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Oh, I love it. It was such a quick period of time. But Umaga, like they were top tier shit, man. They could have fit in any time frame and just been monsters, taking over everything. So good, like the Damn. Blue too. Blue good, right? You know, emotional Tommy, here.
Tommy's territories over here singing Umbop.
Umbop, well, man.
OG Fig Kid, big handsome guy.
You'd be shocked, man. Speaking of big handsome guys, no, I don't know. I don't have a segue for that one, but dude, this is immaculate. This is the like I'm in love with this Dominic Mysterio.
Dude, I love Dirty Dom. He's the man.
This is great.
I knew if he won, he was gonna get a big pop. Which is opposite, like everybody usually hates on him, but you know, the rest of the crowd's very international. And dude, I think people respect Dom and what he's done.
No, absolutely. And like, it's cool that he's still so young that the flip, like, is like he wasn't expecting it. You know what I mean? Like, he was just like, oh shit, like Dom gets to be the cool guy. Cool. All right. Yeah. So that was cool. Like, I was watching the post show, like, he stood in front of that crowd. There was, because everybody was leaving the arena. He was so over, man. They were cheering him through the fucking crowd. It was great. And like, he was just like, yeah, all right, cool. This is what's up. I'm the best. Like, great interview skill. Like, unbelievable. So good. I love the head scans on this, the gear. He looks like Cheech in that second head scan. you can't book it any better, man. This is fantastic.
No, it's a beautiful figure. I'm definitely scooping this one up for sure.
Great, man. I love it. And very Leparky. Like, it's just got so many different vibes going on for it. And I'm so happy that we're getting an ultimate form too. I hate when we get a wasted gear now when it's not an ultimate. I'm like, damn, man, that would have been perfect. This is dope, man.
Definitely. Scoop.
Scoop. And then obviously, you can't have Dom without Eddie from the bull rope match, which is just insane, dude. Talk about it. Could have had a blood and guts themed Mattel figure. This was probably one of the bloodiest matches ever, like in WWE wise. This is crazy.
Who I didn't watch during this era. Oh. Is this JBL?
This is the infamous JBL and Eddie fight, man.
Okay, I've seen it.
It's brutal. A great figure. Great. We don't have too many modern day Eddies. Like, you know, we got the throwbacks, and I'm all here for the throwbacks. Don't get me wrong, but it's good to see him switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
This is where the big torso works for Eddie.
Yes.
So we use it, make it. Yeah. Well, they were like, why? I love it, man. Latino heat for everybody. And my other big pop from all of Mania weekend, including Monday Night Raw, Randy Orton, man. I loved his throwback gear for his first WrestleMania. So cool. This is beautiful, man.
Yeah, I love Randy figures.
He was so good. Yeah. I was not expecting him to pop up. Like, as he was the last on my radar to come up and screw a Cena. Like, that, it was such a good smiling moment. I was like, damn, Like, they're going hard on these throwbacks. I'm here for it.
Hell yeah. I was like, come on. Like, and you know, he's probably not going to be John at St. Louis. But
don't need to. No, but give me everything.
Yeah.
It was good. Just seeing them in a program again, it brought back so much. Like, I remember 2006, and it was like, man, I can't stand John Cena versus Edge. And I can't stand John Cena versus Orton. But I look back at it as, like, my favorite feud from that time. Like, it was so good. So this is great to have. Randy popping back up in the Cena sphere was fantastic booking for Monday. Love it. I'm here for it. Give me more Ultimate Randys.
Yes, sir.
It's good, man. It's good. Ooh, speaking of Tommy time, it's Tiffy time. The Money in the Bank being in purse. I missed this whole period of WWE. I didn't even see her win the Money in the Bank. So this is cool.
Yeah, it's a cool figure.
Yeah. The girl figures are great in the Ultimate form too. Like the Asuka and the Charlotte and, you know, top tier shit. So this is awesome to see. I'm here for some Tiffy time. Got a chip of teeth. Dude, they had veneer excellence backstage. Whoever fixed her teeth, those shits was chipped. I don't care what she says. this is gonna. I'm gonna be broke, man. I'm gonna have we're all gonna just make a figure conglomerate one day, move into a giant complex and make a figure museum. Because we're just gonna keep collecting all these. These are awesome. Was not expecting Ultimate Dudleys, especially here. Like these are awesome. You can't. It's hard to top the two pack, but I mean. Here you are.
Yeah, I'm all about it. All about the Dudleys. I love them in ECW. I love them in WWE. Like,
yeah,
Dudleys are the fucking man.
Yeah, we better get brown tables with them because that was my one flaw with the two pack is they came with those wacky ass black tables.
Yeah, scaling was a little off on Bubba too. So hopefully, that's corrected.
It was one of those things where people were bitching about it, but I didn't. It didn't matter enough to not. Scoop the figure, you know.
Yeah, I scooped them and I didn't open them because of the scale because I didn't want to be disappointed.
They look good together. Like if he's not next to like Kane, you wouldn't notice, you know.
Yeah, but when he's tall, and I'm not too much of a stickler for scale, like a lot of people are, but Bubba was obscene.
He's a big dude though, too. You know, like it's not like he was small. If he's a big guy in general,
yeah.
I'm so happy we're getting the "what's up" tongue faces, like the classic.
Yeah,
these are great.
He's got the blank stare when he used to do the table spot. I love it.
We need these hands with the Dudleys, though. That's one thing they forgot on the last one, and I don't see them here either, man.
Yeah,
very. How are you gonna hit the 3D if you can't pull? If you can't do the
I'm surprised they didn't do them. But yeah,
there's always time. But these look. Yeah. I mean, these titles too. I am so dying for Mattel to get on. The like Ultimate belts, like where the real Jax used to do those cool ones where they're the leather with the real plating and stuff like that. There's so many great belt people out there in the community that Mattel, I think they got to capitalize on some better belts for the Ultimate.
Yes,
I'm wishing here.
These are some of my favorite belts that Mattel does, though. Like these tag teams,
gorgeous.
I think they are my favorite belt they do. The winged eagle they do is weird. It looks a little weird, but I hear you. I would like some like Ultimate belts. That'd be sick.
I forgot what they call them from. And Wicked Cool Toys was like right before they lost the WWE license. They did I think it was Toy Fair. They showed off a bunch of shit. There was when they showed off the stages and then the crowd pieces that they were going to sell, the cardboard ones. But there was a whole display of. Like authentic scale belts, and they were real metal. It's just die cast. There we go. That's what I was looking for. Die cast belts, real leather. I have the Jax like 1 of 500 ones. So I got like the ECW one. I got the WCW. I think I'm missing the Undisputed, but they're quality shit. I love them. And like they got the weight to them and shit. So like you pose a figure with like the Rock doing his throwback, like you get the weight to the leather. That's sick. I hope somebody gets to the
that'd be sick. Yeah, Drew Craig, Devon does have glasses. It's just hard to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, they're on pointing. Like you guys could see me pointing at the screen. See that little black speck next to the head on the right? That's Devon's glass.
Yeah. It's white on white. So
yeah,
hard to say.
Oop, didn't mean to do that, but we got Wyatt Six coming out. Weird distribution, I think, on this because we're getting three in a three pack that's going to be Walmart exclusive.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and then we're getting three in the elite lane, I think.
Okay.
So I think we're getting Howdy, Rowan, and Abigail in the three pack. I could be wrong on who's and who. There's a lot of mixed up things here, but I want them all. They look good.
Ah, man. That is weird. I didn't know they were really doing a three pack.
Yeah. Because they had packaging for it. It showed off on stage or something like that. So, but I think it's the ones without accessories are, yeah. So it's Howdy, Abigail, and Pig Guy. I can't think of his name. But they're going to be the three pack, I think. And the other ones are going to be Elite Lines. This is cool. Weird distribution. You would think you run them all. This should have been like a Mattel Creations five pack.
Yeah,
yeah. Cool packaging. Give them a glow in the dark lantern. You know, make it. Especially because it's their first time coming out. Do you think it would have did like a LWO type set for them?
Yeah, I wonder if the LWO set did well because they broke up right before it went up for pre-order.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they didn't want to go that route. But these look dope.
They do.
I feel like this is already a dead gimmick. I know how to wear it, but
yeah, no, it feels like a dead gimmick.
Yeah,
there's too much shit going on for the Wyatts to be prominent. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's cool, but it's just, you know, even when nobody was hurt, I was just like, eh.
Yeah, no, it's almost like you do it without Bray. You're kind of just doing it to do it now.
Yeah.
And I loved Bo being Bo on his own. Like, he didn't need to come in here and be Uncle Howdy. Great gimmick. Like, the whole presentation of it all was great. I lost it when they murdered everybody, though, because it was like, it totally killed the whole vibe. And like, there's a Miz laying in a puddle of blood, and then he pops up on SmackDown like the day later. Like, it's just, it's goofy. Like, I'm okay with you mixing goofy shit with goofy shit, but don't be mucking up like the important stuff with goofy shit.
Yeah, and I don't know, you saw this gimmick, you're like, this, how long is, like, what's the shelf life on this?
Yeah,
you know,
no, and I love that they're doing it, the Honor of Bray and everything, but it's just like, it was great when it first happened, and then it felt like since they debuted, they just halted, like, all right, well, yeah, you guys are here now. Let's go focus on more important shit.
Yeah. All right, you're here now. Let's beat up Chad Gable for 6 weeks.
Yeah, no more QR codes. Yeah. I want to throw this past you. El Grande Americano, top heel of AAA come next year. Full time. I think they're going to get rid of Chad Gable here for a few and just send him over there. It's going to be the best thing in the world.
Dude, I would love that.
As long as he doesn't get burned with any hot coins or batteries. Like, I am so here for it, man. It's so, so good.
I'm down as well.
I was watching it, but I was like, oh, man, what a good buildup. They must have knew a little ahead of time. That's money right there. Oh, it's so, so good. What is that? No, this is the former women's tag team champion, right?
Yes.
She had the wings, Valkyrie. Tyra Valkyrie, is that his name?
Lyra.
There we go. Yeah. That's how bad I am with NXT. She looked great at Mania.
Yeah, she does. She zero pop.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no, yeah, but Becky needed to have that heel moment. I wasn't here. I like, that was such a weird waste of spot. Like, why didn't they take her out and put her with Bayley? You know what I mean? Like, it would have been, I think that would have been better pop for Mania. It would have been Bayley and Becky together again, as opposed to Becky and her. But that it ever turned afterwards. It was goofy, but great figure. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it's got her face perfect. So like it's cool. Hard to do with the chicks. They do a good job with it. Don't know her name. Awesome figure.
Is this Julia or Goulia?
Robert Goulet. That's what I keep calling her. Goulet.
Julia Goulia?
Julia. Awesome looking figure.
Yes. Yeah. See, that's where us not watching NXT hurts, because we don't know how to pronounce their names.
Yeah. That terribly. Like, I still call Ricky Starks, but he's saying, you know, it's one of those things. I would adapt to it better if I watched it.
Ricky Starks is such a cool name. I wish he just would have kept it.
Yeah. I'm sure that Tony was trying to hold on to whatever he could for his dear wife. Same thing with Miro. I wish he didn't come back as Rusev. I wish he would have came back as Miro.
Man, I feel so bad for Rusev. I when he first went to AEW, didn't care, and then he was the Redeemer, and I'm like, oh, this is,
well, great.
This is pretty good, and then it went away. And yeah, man, he had that nice little pop yesterday, and I was just like, you know, he didn't even get to the ring yet. I'm like, I don't care.
Dead in the water. Well, they threw him in such a weird spot too. Like, oh, go against the tag guys. And like, he should have came after Dom or something. Like, that would have been big deal. I don't know. It's weird, but like, you can't just throw. That's throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping it's sticking.
Yeah.
Like, Miro, go out there during the tag match, see what happens. Yeah. But he looked great.
Yeah.
Smallest I've ever seen him too. Like, he was cut, dude.
Yeah, he was real wild. Cut up.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a weird thing. Like, him and Lana like fake their divorce or some shit to get out of the AEW or whatever. Now they're back together. Like, that's goofy shit.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm here for Miro. I wish he would have stayed. Ah, speaking of legends, I had to save the best for like the ending slides, but we got Demolition Axe. We got Demolition Smash. We got Mr. Fuji. This is the bread and this is the meat in the sandwich for me. Do I love Demolition? Yes. No, I wanted Fuji though.
Oh yeah.
Fuji was needed beyond repair. I still hope we get an Ultimate Fuji in the Coliseum collection. Needs that.
Wow. Didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Oh, let's see, I'm here for it.
I'm so happy for Fuji.
Me too.
Like, somebody pointed out that it's like the makeup, like it's not, you know, definitive makeup. And I poured through a ton of Fuji pictures. I only found one instance where he was wearing it. It was on a trading card with Killer Khan. So that is an odd choice. I hope they go with the definitive, you know, makeup instead of this one. But I ain't complaining. Like, I'm happy we got Fuji. Like,
I've been bitching for Fuji since we started doing podcasts. So it's been 5 years now. So I can say it paid off, guys. I'm so stoked to see Fuji in the line. Like, I hope we get a Fuji Vice playset. Like, I just want the goofiest shit out of Fuji.
Yeah, I need Fuji as the manager of Yokozuna too. Like,
yeah, absolutely. I want them to do something with how they did the Muda spit. I want them to do something like that with the salt. Throw it in their eyes. Oh,
that's money right there.
They probably won't, because it'll look like splooge. So there's that. I just popped the bubble, but it would be so good if they do something. I'm sure they can figure it out. It's awesome. Yeah. But Fuji in the line, man, it's just looking at it makes me so damn happy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Look at the bow tie. Look at that smile. Oh, so pumped. So pumped. Nice. This was like, this was not on my list this week.
Yeah. I was, you know, most people, like, you know, myself, are like, we're just hoping to see Demolition. And I have them already, but I know a lot of people are missing them.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what we're going to do with them, like what upgrades. And they look great. Yeah,
they do look great. And they're so Toyota characters. How can you not? You know, happy to see all these people sign. And this Luger looks cool. I forgot what series it was. It is a Build-A-Figure, I believe.
This is in the Monday Night War line.
Thank you. I think they just showed this off randomly though, right?
Yeah, this isn't, I don't think this is part of one of the sets that we've seen. Because there's one that doesn't belong. And I don't know which one it was. I didn't watch the whole panel. I just was trying to get the content. I wasn't paying attention too much to this, but like some people were like hating on this, like, oh, this is like scraping the bottom of the barrel. Dude, Wolfpack Lex? Like, dude,
this was Lex. Great.
Yeah.
Dude, the ultimate Lex in this Lex, most iconic Lex Lugers to me. I get red, white, and blue, you know, it's great, Narcissus, great, whatever. But like WCW, that prime era was that's my Lex Luger, man.
Yeah, this is a big deal. I'm happy.
I was so pissed when they came out with that Bash of the Beach 3-pack and he had face paint on and they didn't give him an extra head because that was the only way you could get black tights Luger. I was furious.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
So it's good to see him. Like now, good. Hell yeah. Oh shit, I was just clicked out. There we go. What do you think about that one? This one. This is wild.
Yeah, this is crazy. I wasn't expecting this, obviously.
I love it.
Very cool. No, yeah, I like it though.
I like people were shitting on it. They're like, whoa, how can you be mad about this? Very nice gear color. He's got yeet hands and the gloves. They're like, I wish we had more. We need the Stone Cold thing. Like, I want all the foam hands now and fig for him. This is bullshit.
that's great. This is in the Defining Moments line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think people just aren't happy to see like current guys in the Defining Moments line.
Yeah. I get it. But at the same time, it's a great figure. So I can't really complain. Cause I open my shit. So the box, it doesn't matter if it says Ultimate, Elite, Defining Moments, fucking
yeah,
no, whatever.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you.
I like the color choice more than I like the Ultimate. I felt the Ultimate was a little too dark toned for me. But it fits. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But this pops. You need something like that to pop those big figs. But I think the foam hands is great. And then Magic almost is just insane. this was supposed to be a Jazzwares figure at some point. We were going to get the Ring of Honor throwback, right? And like, so
yeah, we got the luminaries in the chase, but he was supposed to get
the white shorts.
It was a Supreme. It was going to be Supreme.
So. Yeah, good thing he worked a dark match in the same gear that he was going to get that Supreme. This looks immaculate. Like, I am so stoked. Yeah, talk about throwback punks. This is what I'm looking for. This is the kind of shit I want to see. I love it.
I think this was a dark match against LOD, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Wild. Absolutely wild.
He just did the Doomsday device over the weekend.
Cool. Perfect, dude. Look at that. Tying things together. I love it. Yeah. Can't wait to get this. This fits Defining Moments pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a defining moment because it was a dark match, but hell, I'm not going to use that as an excuse to not get this punk in my collection.
Yeah. It was a defining moment for Phil.
Hell yeah, it was. And probably for the Legion of Doom. Look at that. I'm so glad they postponed this because this came out phenomenal. Make a Difference Fatu. So good.
Unbelievable. Love it. Seen people complaining about this one too. Come on, what are you complaining about?
They're
like, oh, when I think of Monday Night War, I don't think Make a Difference Rikishi or Fatu. Like, shut the fuck up.
Go watch wrestling.
Yeah. He fits the timeline. Yeah, he wasn't going head to head with the NWO, but like we can only get so many Hogan's, Rocks, and Austin. Yeah. Like, we need to open it up, and like this is a perfect opportunity for us to get characters like this. Like, this is like obscure, weird characters. I want them all. Like
that, 100%. And that's the shit that people don't understand. That those obscure characters is what really made the Classic Superstars line so awesome. Because you'd get everybody.
I missed that whole thing, but like I see the character choices, like wow. But I went from Bone Crunchers and I left the game and then I came back to Elites. So I'm looking at Elites and going back to the Classic Superstar, like these are shit. Like they're all the same body type.
It 100%. But at the time, it was,
of course,
revolutionary. You know, like, that's crazy, yes, man. This is something that would have crawled right out of the superstar, the classic superstar line, though. This is so good. I love it. Absolutely. Let's make some difference. This is beautiful too. And he better have, I'm guessing he's going to have the soft goods.
Yes.
Button
yes.
up. Cause phenomenal.
See, like this is magic line, I believe.
Yeah. He's going to be good.
I want The Rock giving the eulogy Stone Cold Steve Austin when it was the week after he threw him off the bridge.
Mm.
And he had the little eulogy. I want that Rock so bad.
Oh,
they could have did it with this one, but we got this one.
Hey, the base is here now, though.
Yeah, it is.
So it can happen still. It
can happen.
We do. We'll probably need a Rock anchor and a line the next wave or two.
I want that Rock so bad.
Dude, that was like such a... I remember watching it as a little kid. Just Austin getting thrown over the bridge.
Yeah.
And then the eulogy, like, it was so good.
He came out with the eulogy, and then
that's why people look so fondly at the Attitude Era, because there was so much shit that gets forgotten, but this stuff, like, it was so gold.
he does the eulogy, and then Stone Cold pops up on the Titantron. And he runs over Rock's Lincoln Town Car with the monster trucks. It's just beautiful stuff.
Now I'm hooked on these vehicles. Like,
I got the Austin. It's so good, dude.
How can you not? Yeah, no. They're so fun to just screw around with. Like, I did the photo shoot for the NWO. That was the biggest pain in the ass to shoot because the truck is so small compared to the figure. It's sort of like trying to make proportions work and stuff. But like Hogan, I had to like bash through the window to get him out so he could do it. So it's like, it was great, man. I'm here for it. I love the little place. I'm a sucker for him.
same.
Hell yeah. GI bro. Come on.
Yeah. This is great. Somebody was bitching about this.
Don't bitch.
What are you bitching about this for? What do you want, another Booker T? Like, give me this. This is what I want.
Yeah. Oh, so good. This is goofy shit. This is what I love, you know?
Yeah, like so we got one, two. We got four Booker T's in the Monday Night War line so far. Sick. Four. And look, Booker T, he's good, you know, but like, you know, four is crazy. This is what I want. Like, this is perfect.
Yeah. No, I mean, trust me, I love Harlem Heat figures. This is the good shit.
Yeah.
Please. Absolutely, please.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And last but not least, can't be a Monday Night Wars line without Big Bubba, NWO gear, head scan immaculate. I love this.
Amazing. Somebody was bitching about that. Like, oh, bottom of the barrel, bro. Bubba was NWO. Like, give me the NWO figures. I'm trying to fill out that NWO collection.
Dude, he's a beast. Yeah.
And if you're a Monday Night Wars kid, how are you not trying to fill out that collection? Like, this is great. Give it to me.
If you're a true WCW guy, you want them all like that. You know, you need them all like that. So, hell yeah. Give me Big Bubba.
Yeah.
Dude, I love it, man.
This is perfect.
I'm blown away. There was like overkill on reveals, man. So much good shit this time.
So much good shit.
And it was just nonstop. Like, the panel was good. Like, those ultimates were fantastic. I'm more jacked for Comic-Con now than I've ever been.
Oh yeah, dude. Comic-Con is the best. I can't wait. I can't wait.
So good. I don't know. There was WrestleMania, was great. WrestleMania reveals were fantastic. I was just a happy kid this weekend.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I loved it all.
It was good shit, man. Yeah, man. I have nothing else to talk about. Do you have anything to add to that?
I do not.
Hell yeah. Well, it's not a podcast without you putting yourself over. Tell the people where you are. Tell the people where they can find you. Not only do you put out the news like ASAP, that's why we don't even want to work on news. We see your guys' shit, we're like, They got it. Like,
yeah, it's tough.
You guys are killers, man. You guys, you hustlers, and in the best way possible. Like, I wake up, I look at your pages first before mostly anything. Like, I'm still drying my eyes out. Like, what the fuck, man? I always try to find the news as fast as possible. And you guys deliver.
We appreciate that. You can find me at Fig Vault on all socials, just at Fig Vault. X, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. That's my main thing. I love Instagram.
Yeah. Instagram's worth it. I love Instagram now too. I used to hate Instagram, and it was like, and I got on it, but I was like, all right, this is fun.
Hell yeah, it's the best.
It's good shit. Hell yeah, man. Well, Joe, I thank you so much for coming on here and talking all the reveals with us. And it was a long episode, but it was a fun episode. Dude, I can do this shit in my sleep.
I told you it was gonna be a long episode. Whenever I'm involved, it's like I just because I go on tangents, and I just
like to talk. It's okay. Well, it's all right. That's what we like to do.
Yeah. Am I about to piss my pants? Yeah, but it doesn't
matter. Me too. That's why I'm trying to wrap it up a little bit. But guys, thank you all for tuning in. Again, stay tuned to our socials. We'll have some more videos from WrestleMania weekend out this week, as well as the great stuff we already shot and Tom's been killing it. Go check us out at Official Fig Guys on the Instagram. Go to thefigguys.com for all your Fig Guy needs. I'm not even going to shill. That's how bad I got to piss. until next week, I'm good old Mike Bellcaster. This is the one and only Fig Vault. Tom will be back in action. And I can't wait to see you guys again. Until then, these guys, we are Fig Guys, but we're out. We're out of here. So take it easy, boys.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe, and until next time.